About 2 or 3 months ago, I was standing in the room. I heard a voice speaking in the corner. I tried to wake my wife to look at it there. The morning before, that was a hideous thing standing there at the bed accusing me. After he told me, I'd seen a big mamba running. That's an African snake. And he's trying to kill people. And I was after my brother, and I screamed out, "Oh, God, what can I do?" He said, "You've been given power to bind him, to be of a good courage." I spoke to him, and his tail went up in the air and whirled around, and just like his pitcher handle here, and choked himself to death. Blue smoke flew out of him. Next morning, when I woke up and was laying there, I said, "I better get up and take the children to school," and looked over. And there was this hideous-looking thing, looked like his alley-oop in the funny paper. Great big horn sticking out of it. He's going, sound like a hen cackling or singing like they're going from the barn. I looked at it, and I said, Meaty, honey." And she didn't wake up. I thought, she'd scare her to death. And I waited there just a minute and stand and watch. People talk about devils and don't even know what they are sometimes. Right. But you run headlong into them every day, maybe, but you will. Notice, after a while, he was accusing me. He said, "You have no power with God. You're just a bluff. You have no power." I said, "Satan, you're an offense to me. Get out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ." And he left. I laid there a little bit in the bed, started to raise up. I felt a real sweet feeling come over me. I thought, "What if the Holy Spirit now is close?" And over in the corner, "So help me, here's my Bible over my heart." The sweetest voice I ever heard in my life said, "Don't fear to go anywhere. Don't fear to do anything, for the never-failing presence of Jesus Christ is with you wherever you go." That's silly with me. Let them rage. I got an absolute, my anchor hold, General, because it's a word of the living God. Amen. You believe him?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads just a moment. If you haven't got that absolute now, get it. If you'd like to have that absolute, that assurance in your heart of the Holy Spirit, raise your hand and say, "I want something that'll punctuate the Word of God, and I see the Word of God made manifest." Amen. God bless you. It's all over the building. Thank you. I'm only telling you the truth, friend. Don't let it pass by you. I'm not claiming I'm nothing. I'm your brother. Don't you pay attention to a messenger. You watch the message. Don't watch the messenger. God will take it away from you. He'll share his glory with nobody. Right?
Glory.
Don't you watch the messenger. Watch the message. If a man run in here, he might be black, yellow, brown, ragged. If he's got a check for you for a bank draft for $1 million, you wouldn't care what color he was or how he was dressed. It's a message he has for you. Now, don't look at my grammar and the things. You just remember, I'm telling you about Jesus Christ who's here now. You believe him with all your heart. Don't you fail to believe him. I'm watching now to see what he's going to tell me. Just keep your heads bowed and start praying. Just have faith, don't doubt. Now, Heavenly Father, it's all in your hands. I pray, Heavenly Father, just now, that man and women in here might realize that this is not an easy thing to do, being a mortal and living among man, living with people. I pray, Heavenly Father, that they will understand this and know that thy servant is trying to speak of you. And I found that you keep your word, Lord. I found that it's true. I find that you and your word are the self-same. And you've carried me safely this far, Father. If that angel who the people has seen, his light, it's in a pillar of a fire. Lord, with all my heart, I believe it's our Lord Jesus. I believe it's his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that we all worship and believe in. God, may we not fail to recognize it now. And may we understand and come back, and may the church clean itself up. May every denomination, Father, I don't pray that you'll break up those denominations, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will get into those denominations, and they see things different. And they may all become one, a brotherhood. Granted, I thank you for their fine cooperation, Lord. If it hadn't been you in this, there'd been nobody let me come in. But you give me favor with these ministers, and I pray that you'll bless them, Lord. I pray for them especially, for everyone. I pray for Brother Williams. Lord, give him the desire of his heart. Oh, I pray that you'll help him and Sister Williams and their desires. Brother Shakarian, Sister Shakarian, all these executives here of this great group of laity that you've called out in this last day to pack a message to unite brethren together. Lord, may they never become a denomination. May they stay free from all those things and put their arms out and take in all brothers that's born of the Spirit. Grant it. Bless all the groups. Bless the oneness in the all the different little groups, Lord. It's got their different ideas. The Trinitarians and the ones that believe that God is two and God is three and God is all ever what they believe God, let them know that there's one true God. Jesus Christ is His Son. And grant it, Lord, if they'll be able to understand these things, that we don't have four or five gods. We have one God and three offices. The same God and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May the revelation dawn upon them today, Lord. May this fussing quit going on. May man and women be able to associate together and be one in Christ. For the hours is too late now for these arguments and little things. I believe you, and I believe, Father, all that you predestinated to come to life will hear your voice and come. My sheep will hear my voice. And I believe that you'll grant it, Lord. Bless them now. There's many hands in here, maybe 200 hands up in the air that wanted to receive you as their Savior and wanted to receive you as their absolute, something that they could place their faith on. As their very heart would punctuate every word and make it be manifest. Grant it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Now, while you're here together and in this little group, I want you to be praying. Huh? I've never done this, and I feel led to do it. Just keep in prayer. And how many of you people in here that know me and you're sick or have need for yourself or somebody, raise up your hands that you know me and know what I know you. Raise up your hands everywhere. Let's see, it just looks like all around. Now, you put your hands down. Now, the ones that you know that you don't know me and I don't know you, raise up your hands. Still everywhere. No way to differentiate them apart. Now, I want you to pray. Pray sincerely. Don't doubt now, just pray. And let's let the Holy Spirit. Now, if I've spoken these things, now you know good and well it's totally impossible for me to know who you are, what you are, or whatever about it, what's wrong with you. But what happens? Did not Jesus promise the same thing in the last day? Did not He say there, when He said, as it was in the days of Sodom, when God was manifested in flesh, that man come there, just a man eating flesh of a cow or a calf, drinking milk and bread. And He said, where is Sarah? He said, she's in the tent behind you. And He told what He was going to do. He said, I'm going to visit you. Abraham called Him Elohim, Lord God. And He said, Sarah laughed to herself. And He said, why did Sarah laugh with His back turned to the tent? Jesus said, as it was, you see, there was a church natural. The church natural, which was Lot and his group. They had a modern Billy Graham go down there and so forth. And an old Roberts and them calling them out. They did a miracle as much as smite blind and preach the gospel. And there was the Sodomites. There's always three groups of people. The Sodomites. You see what they did. But the elected, the Pentecostal so-called, that was Abraham that are already out of Egypt, already out of Sodom, setting up in the lands and the poor lands. See what kind of a message they got? Now watch today. When was there ever a time? Tell me when a time ever went out to Sodom. Remember, that was Abraham, A-B-E-R-H-A-M, A-B-R-H-A-M rather. When was there ever a messenger ever went to the local denominational churches with a man ending his name in H-A-M, G-R-A-H-A-M? What about to the Pentecostal group? It's never been known in history. I come through it just recently, checking names. You say names don't mean nothing. Why did Saul then have his name changed to Paul? Why did Simon to Peter? Why did Jacob to Israel? Certainly did.